WMFO in Medford, Mass., Tufts Freeform Radio, and I will see you next time. And in the meantime, keep on rocking and keep your ears open for good music that's under the radar. Later.
That was Dope on a Rope by The Growlers, and this is DJ Bridge.
And DJ Bloomerang.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is Random Access.
Yes, we're so glad you could join us today. And up next we have You Go Down Smooth by Lake Street Dive.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What it be? Cause you go down
That was Thunderclouds by LSD featuring Sia, Diplo, and Labyrinth. And it was just the single.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And before that, we had You Go Down Smooth by Lake Street Dive from their album Bad Self Portraits.
You see, that's a little confusing because there's also a song called Lake Shore Drive.
Yes.
That I believe was part of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And I remember after watching the movie, I was like, that was a really good song. I'm going to find it. My ears are actually ringing right now because the last person to use these headphones had it at max volume and I did not know. So I'm like, my head's a little like, pew, you know?
Yes.
Anywho, how are you doing this week, Bridget?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. No complaints.
This is our last week of school. Sorry, I'm trying to position myself so that I block the sun for you. I don't think that's working.
I honestly, you're just slightly too short.
Oh, thank you. Not the first time I've heard that.
If you were 2 inches, yeah, there we go. Now you're blocking the sun. There we go.
There we go. Sit on my foot.
Yeah, no, this week's fine. I have a fair amount of assignments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Although all my finals are fairly spread out. It's not like I have one like really bad day. So hopefully I'll be able to get everything done and not lose motivation throughout.
I have faith in you.
Thank you. I don't.
Okay, you can take some of my faith and I will donate it to you. Anywho, as we've been speaking, I glanced outside to show you that time is changing and passing by. Like, the sun is now in Bridget's face. I also glanced outside and I've noticed that there's a telephone pole about to fall over right out. You see this slant? I'm a little worried, but it's okay. We'll keep you tuned if it falls over during our show.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to fall in the building, so we're fine.
No, we're fine. Radio goes on. Nothing stops WMFO.
The show must go on.
Exactly. All right, Bridget, what do we have up next?
Up next, we have Don't Take the Money by Bleachers.
Ooh.
Here goes.
Ah.
Ooh.
Somebody broke me once. Love was a currency, a shimmering balance act. I think that I laughed at that. And I saw your face and hands covered in sun and then.
Thank you.
what's gonna happen to you? You have woke up too soon and found the world rearranged, and now your feelings have changed. Say goodbye to before.
I started going sneaky peeky at the next one. Yeah, wasn't fast enough pausing it. But that was Bye 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 by Plants and Animals.
Bye 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 by Plants and Animals. Yeah.
From their album Park Avenue. And then before that was Don't Take the Money by Bleachers.
Yeah. Speaking of that little sneak preview we just had, that makes me think my brother used to play the guitar, and they'd have little concerts that the guitar teacher would put on, and they would play this. For the students who were more accomplished and could play actual known songs, they would have a game at the recital where he would have the student play just the opening note and then just play the first two notes. And then he would have the audience try to guess what the known song was.
Note by note?
Yeah, he would do like the first two or like okay. The first three. So like an iconic one is like Hotel California. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of Hotel California, like someone was able to get that within the first three chords, just being played of Hotel California. So I feel like the beginning of the next song is a giveaway if you happen to catch that little slip up. Also, yes. Speaking of slip ups, we would like to address, maybe you're out there for our listeners, the person who just decided to call in. Thank you so much for wanting to call in. Once again, I am not on board, so I took the phone call, and I believe I may have hung up on you. I am so sorry. If you want to call back again, we would love to chat with you. Or if you're listening now and you are not the original caller and you'd like to chat, go ahead and give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. Anywho, now that we've addressed our slip-ups, now the show will go perfectly.
Yeah. Well, no, I feel like this is the second time we've done it. But it's confusing because one of the flashers starts before the other flasher does.
Yeah.
Like, there's a physical phone, and then we can pick up calls on the board. Yeah. So the physical phone starts flashing before the light to indicate, like, picking up the phone through the board does.
Yeah. Speaking of other weird things we've had today, given that you guys are listeners and not viewers, you did not see the opening of our show today, in which we only had one mic up and running at the beginning. So Bridget and I shared mic one. So it was quite the dynamic duo of me leaning over to share the mic. I felt like we were really one with each other in that sharing of the mic experience.
Okay.
I think that we should never do it again, but it was nice. I like having my own mic, you know?
Yeah. And not having to, like, lean over the
table. Yeah, that was a little weird.
Yeah.
That's okay. So let's see what we have up next. Let's play them one note and see if they can get it. Let's play just the beginning. I feel like it kind of gives it away. Let's go. What do we got? I feel like that gave it away. Let's just play it now.
This is Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
I realize there's no instrumental at the beginning. It kind of just goes right into the lyrics.
Yeah. So we're going to start it over so that you can hear it from the very beginning.
Without me interrupting.
But yes, hopefully you were able to guess it. Or I feel like even if you couldn't tell that it was Don't Stop Me Now, you can tell it's Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he hasn't said it yet. I haven't played that yet.
For the listeners.
Yes. Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Go.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So don't stop. Burning through the sky, 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fire.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long? As I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what you see. I hear their cries. Just say if it's too late for me.
That was Doctor My Eyes by Jackson Brown. And before that, Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
I love that song. Don't Stop Me Now by Queen is amazing.
Yes.
When I did triathlon at the beginning of the semester, one of the rules they have, mainly for safety, is you're not allowed to listen to music when you run or when you bike. Obviously, you would not be listening to music when you're swimming. So the two rules are no music during...
Hey, I know someone who has headphones for swimming.
No way.
Yeah.
That would make swimming so much more pleasurable for me.
Yeah.
I would like to know where they got them, how they got them, and where I can get them, because I want.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll look into that, but...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, anyway, barring that knowledge, they wouldn't let you listen to music for the bike or the run, which if you're doing the race alone, that's pretty boring. Like, you just have your own thoughts to keep you entertained, and... I don't know about you, but I cannot entertain myself for 2 hours with my own thought. That's not true. I can, but it gets old when you're running. Because you're just like, I'm so tired. I want to stop. Anyway, so they have this rule. So before we did the triathlon, we were like, okay, we need a really good song to listen to so that we can have that going through our heads as we're doing the race. So the morning of the triathlon began at 5 a.m. to... turned down for what being blasted on the speakers, which I quickly nixed because that is not a morning song. That is an after 11 a.m. song. So okay. That quickly turned into we put on Don't Stop Me Now because that song is perfect for all three parts of the race because you can put your strokes to the beat of the Don't Stop Me Now and it goes perfectly. Biking, pedal work can go to Don't Stop Me Now and the running. Also, that schluffy sound is me. I did not take my raincoat off, so sorry to our listeners if you hear me schluffing. Anyway, so yeah, so Don't Stop Me Now is an amazing song for all facets of life and will never get old for me. What about you?
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't have a story behind it, but it's a good song.
Yeah. That about sums up my stories for Don't Stop Me Now. I also saw Bohemian Rhapsody over my Thanksgiving break. And it was a great movie, but the music was just incredible. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of on a Queen bender. I've been listening to Queen from the movie, album, and also the essentials.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
What do we have up next, Bridget?
Bold as Love.
By whomst?
By Jimi Hendrix, I suppose, the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Qua.
That's
what they called him?
That's the, yeah.
Okay, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Let's experience.
It's not just Jimi Hendrix. It's a whole experience.
The whole experience? Should I lie back and close my eyes to fully encapsulate the experience?
If you would like to, yes.
I will do that. I'm not going to go on the floor because I don't know what's happened on this floor. But I will lean back in my chair and put my legs up on the windowsill.
Okay.
In case anyone needs an image of how I'll be enjoying this song.
Here goes.
Anger, he smiles, towering in shiny metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy, envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground. Blue are the life-giving waters taken for granted. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is on. But they're all bold as love. Yes, they're all bold as love. Yeah, they're all bold as love. Just ask the axis. My red is so confident he flashes trophies of war and ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's fighting like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep tolling me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a, yeah, I'm bold as love. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm bold, bold as love. Hear me talk, girl. I'm bold as love. Just ask the answers. He knows everything. Yeah.
'Cause you've taken mine. No, don't you cry. I'll take the verdict, 'cause I've done the crime. I'm halfway out of New York. Half of me I left behind. If we've got something to say, now's the time. Just give me a sign. Smoke fills your eyes. I'm down in Olita, and I'm losing time. Take the burden, 'cause you've taken mine. No, don't you cry. I'll take the verdict, 'cause I've done the crime.
Everybody, this is Brad Paisley for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see somebody who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, well, get those keys and save a life. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
That was our PSA of the day.
I'm so confused about why they just put that song to the PSA. that was your, that you might, the lyric that I just heard was, you might be just a girl, but you're not just a girl to me. Is that implying like, oh, make sure you don't drink and drive drunk. Like, we care about you. Like, that was a weird choice of song to go with that PSA.
I was thinking, I thought of it more as they got Brad Paisley, who's just a big name. And so they're just playing one of his songs. Because I also feel like, because that song, I feel like that song works better for out of his songs. Because you don't want...
I don't know many of his songs.
I don't either. I did go to a Brad Paisley concert with my family at one point.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
I didn't really know any of the songs. But, like, some of the ones that I can remember are, like, crushing it. And it's just, like...
That would not go well with drunk driving.
Yeah.
Crushing it. You're crushing it out there driving drunk.
Well,
no.
I feel like some of his... Like, yeah, just, like... Just country song, not necessarily bad, but in the whole, like...
Can I say it's like, weird that they got a country song to go with the drunk driving PSA? Is it just they're looking for the big name? You think, country goes with it.
We got we got Paul McCartney, we got Brad Paisley, and Texas Choir Holiday.
Okay. I don't know what Texas Choir Holiday is. Maybe we'll have that next week.
I think it's just a holiday choir.
Really?
Would you like to listen to it?
No, we don't need to do two PSAs in one time.
Okay, we'll do it next week. I figured if we, there are the ones that are listed holiday. Preview for our listeners, if you want to tune in next week,
yes.
We may be playing some Christmas songs.
Just some.
Just an hour worth of Christmas songs.
With the Christmas PSA mixed in.
Yes, so we'll try the...
For extra flavor.
Because, see, the Paul McCartney one is also Paul McCartney holiday. So,
maybe we'll do that one. I don't want to ruin the surprise of the PSA, because I know all of you out there are listening
that
for the PSA.
Exactly.
That's 45 enticing seconds of PSA.
Yes. I always listen to hour-long shows for
the PSA.
45 seconds.
I've been doing quality control on one of our friends' shows. Shout out to Anything and Everything with DJ Slips and DJ Rizzle King, because I realize I have referenced their show and I've not given them proper homage. But I've been quality controlling them because I also like to just listen to their show. And... the hype around the PSA is very large on their show. Like, it is at a specific time. There's, like, you know, it's always going to be 9:45 PSA time. So I feel like we need to start giving the PSA.
If you just need a third segment.
Oh.
Because last year they were trying to, I don't know, but last year they were trying to come up with a third segment because they're like, okay, 9:15, sweatpants are real.
Of course.
Pants. 9:30.
That about sums it up.
And they're trying to come up with a third segment, and I guess
the PSA segment.
Yeah, it works.
Maybe, because
they have a very structured show.
Their last week's show was, I thought, the funniest they've done so far. I just listened to it yesterday to break up my studying, and it was pretty good. They started off the Christmas music early. I thought before it was even December. I don't know, what's your threshold for Christmas music beginnings?
I don't care.
You don't have a... Okay.
I won't listen to it. Like, until December, I probably won't listen to it, one after another, consecutively.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's, like, a song or two thrown in November, or my friend... I don't know. My friends play Christmas music earlier, so...
Really? Yeah. I'm strongly anti-Christmas music before Thanksgiving. Like, it makes me a little bit upset when radio starts playing Christmas music on, like, November 3rd. I'm like, no. It is not Christmas time yet. You know what I mean? Like, it's not time.
I don't know. I kind of just feel like it tends to be happy music, and you can choose whether or not to listen to that station.
Yeah. Speaking of Christmas, though, we're currently sitting in our nice... I would not say it's toasty in here, but it's a nice temperature. Bridget has on a tank top, which makes me want to comment on the weather for you. We are having lovely, beautiful weather at a 55-degree temperature, which in the past... how many years has it been? I would say 4 years. We have a tradition in my hometown where the entire fire department gets onto their fire trucks and rides through every single town or every single street in my town and throws candy to the kids waiting out on the sidewalk. And they have one of the firefighters dress up as Santa Claus. Oh, and they've done this since I've lived in the town, so for at least 12 years. But for the past 4 years, it's been so warm out that the pictures of the little kids doing it have been like kids in shorts, kids in t-shirts. So I'm hoping that we have a really warm fire department day where they ride around with their Santa Claus and they give out the candy and throw it to the kids, and it's really cute. But I'm loving 55 degree December. It's like a little preview of springtime in the winter, though.
I'm not.
You're not loving the warm weather? Oh.
I would rather December be cold, January be cold, February be cold, and then actually get spring in March as opposed to having March also cold and then all of April cold as well. Like, I'd rather just have spring when spring is supposed to be.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's okay.
It's fun. Yeah. I was wearing shorts earlier. I just put
Look
on
at you.
I put on leggings because I saw it was windy. What?
I saw that it was windy.
Yeah.
I understand. My friend Jordan thinks that there can be loud snow. So, you know, to each their own.
I mean, okay, you can see like
the trees moving. The trees are moving. Yes. I thought it was a funny way. One of the things Bridget said to me last year was she was so tired she could hear the colors.
No. One time I was explaining a story where I meant to say I was so tired I could hear colors just as a thing.
Yeah.
You know, cause
to really show how tired
you
were.
But then I was, in fact, so tired that instead I said, I'm so tired I can see colors. Which
is what all of us are doing every day.
Except the colorblind.
Oh, this is true.
Or it's although I'm not. I can see colors, but I was so tired that I messed up the phrase.
Our friend Josh is a tutor, and he tutors, I believe, seventh graders. And he found out that he diagnosed this boy as colorblind when he used four different colors on these multicolor pens where it's like black, red, blue, green, and you can click each one down. He had gone through black, red, and blue. And then he wanted to show something. He's like, oh, time for green. So he wrote in the green color, and the boy goes, why are you using black again? And he was like, this is green. He goes, no, it's not. That's black again. And Josh said to the little boy, like, oh, are you colorblind? He goes, no.
Is he red-green colorblind?
I don't know. Whichever one messes up green with black.
I think the red-green is messing up red and green.
I would think. However, I am not. I'm not going to call myself an expert on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, there was one time I was doing a lab in chemistry. It was just like acids and bases, something like
standard.
That. You know, you had indicators in each of the solutions, so you could tell. And we had to like rank them. And it was like fairly close. The colors changed, but like they weren't significant differences. So I was like asking my partner for help, and this was at the end of the lab. We had already gone through and done the entire lab, and then finally at the end when I was like, okay, like I don't, like how should we rank these? And
yeah.
He was like, I don't know, I'm colorblind. So it wasn't helpful, but
yikes. Yeah. All right, that's not helpful at all, especially because I feel like much of chemistry is color oriented, like add this and then tell us what color it changes to. And I mean, most times it's like poop brown or like blood red, and it's like something vibrant that you can tell the difference in. Like, I feel like you don't get a lot of greens or blue. Like, you do get a lot of blues, but you don't get a lot of greens, which I feel like is a problem color, right? Like, usually a lot of colorblind, it's like blue green, red green. So if you're not getting green, maybe that's an avoidance. I don't know. Once I take Bio 41, which is genetics, I believe we talk about color blindness ad nauseum, I can fill you in, which will be a year from next semester. So if we remember that we had a colorblindness talk in the winter of 2018, in spring of 2020, we can talk about it again on our radio show. Once I'm an expert.
Spring of 2020, that's so far away.
Really? I feel like that's right around the corner.
It sounds far away.
Oh, yeah, it sounds far away.
If you say it as it's a year and like
or
three
two semesters.
Months. Three semesters.
Oh, yeah, because we count summer.
I was just spring, fall, spring.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Anyways, but 2020 sounds far away.
Yeah, especially because we graduated in 2021.
Yeah.
All right, what do we have next? Let's give these people some music. That's what they're here for.
Yeah, we have Meet Virginia by Train. Toot, toot.
She doesn't own a dress. Her hair is always a mess. If you catch her stealing, she won't confess. She's beautiful. Smokes a pack a day. You can wait, that's me. But anyway, she doesn't care a thing about that. Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful. Meet Virginia. She never compromises, loves babies and surprises, wears high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful? Meet Virginia. Alligators. Mama works on carburetors. My brother is a fine mediator for the president. Well, here she is again on the phone, just like me. Hates to be alone. We just like to sit at home and rip on the president. We'll meet Virginia.
Was Meet Virginia by Train. And you've been listening to WMFO
91.5
FM WMFO Medford. And I'm DJ Bloomerang.
And I am DJ Bridge.
And we have loved having you on our show this week. If you want to tune in next week, Mondays 3 to 4, next week will be my ultimate show. This was my penultimate show. Next week will be my ultimate show because I have a final on our final show. I have a final exam on our final show. So, happy second day of Hanukkah to all of our listeners. And to finish out the show, what do we have, Bridget?
We have End It Stoned Me by Van Morrison. Yeah.
Sounds good. I'm in the mood.
Here goes.
Okay.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Hands are full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We
We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. It don't rain all day. And it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. And it stung me. Yet it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like going home. And it stung. The rain let up and the sun came up and we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver grinned and he dropped us up the road. And we looked at the swim and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water. Let it run all over me. Yeah, that stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, that stung.